Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, verse 15. Bhutan, Cha, Sasyam, Cha, Rapo, Guru, Rava, Mala, Loka, Ramo, Atma, Arugraha, Atta, Uttam, Vimanyo, Anushishya, Atat, Na Yojayat Karma Su Karma Mudan Kam Yojayan Manojo Tam Labdeta Nipatayan Nashta Drisham E Garte Putran to Sisyan Chanapo Guru Shapa Maloka Kama Mara Nugra Atta Itam Vimanyu Anasisya Atta Gyan Itam Vimanyu Anasisya Atta Gyan Nayojiya Kama Sukhana Mudam.
Kam
Yojayat Manujar Tamla Deta.
Kam Yojayat Manujar Tamla Veda.
Pataya Nashakasham Vingarte. Putran, sons, Cha, and Sisyan, disciples, Cha, and Nirpa, King, Guru, Spiritual Master, Va, or Madhloka Kama, desiring to go to my abode, Madhavarta, thinking to achieve my mercy is the aim of life, and in this manner, be Manyu, free from anger. Anu Sisya should instruct. Atakyan, breath of spiritual knowledge. Not. Yojaya should engage. Karmasu, fruit of activities. Karma Mudam, simply engage in pious or impious activities. Come, what? Yojayan, engaging Manuja, man, Artam, benefit, Laveta, can achieve, Nipatayan, causing to fall, Nashta Drisham, one who is already bereft of his transcendental sight. He, indeed, Garte, in the whole. Translation, one who is serious about going back home, back to Godhead. If one is serious about going home back to Godhead, he must consider the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the aim of life. If he is a father instructing his sons, a spiritual master instructing his disciples, or a king instructing his citizens, you must instruct them as I have advised. Without being angry, you should continue giving instructions, even if a disciple, son, or sinner is sometimes unable to follow his order. Ignorant people who engage in pious and impious activities should be engaged in devotional service by all means. They should always avoid fruitless activities. If one puts into one puts into the bondage of karmic activities, disciple, son, or citizen who is bereft of transcendental vision, how can one profit? It is like leading a blind man to a dark well and causing him to fall in. Purport is stated in Bhagavad Gita, let not the wise disrupt the minds of the ignorant who are attached to a food of action they should be engaged. Encourage not to refrain from work, but to work in the spirit of devotion. Text 16. Due to ignorance, the materialistic person does not know anything about his real self-interest, the auspicious path of life. He is simply bound to material enjoyment by lusty desires, and all his plans are made for this purpose. For temporary sense gratification, such a person creates a society of envy, and due to this mentality, he plunges into the ocean of suffering. Such a foolish person does not even know about this. Report the word nashta drishti, meaning one who has no eyes to see the future, is very significant in this verse. Life goes on from one body to another, and activities are formed in this body are enjoyed or suffered in the next life, if not later in this life. One who is unintelligent, who has no eyes to see the future, simply creates enmity and fights with others for sense gratification, and as a result, one suffers in the next life. But due to being like a blind man, he continues to act in such a way that he suffers unlimitedly. Such a person is a muda, one who simply wastes time and does not understand the Lord's devotional service. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. For them I am covered by my external creative potency. And so The deluded world knows me not, who am unborn and infallible. In the Katha Upanishad is also said, Avidya mantare vartamana swayam dira panditam manyamana. Although ignorant, people still go to other blind men for leadership. As a result, both are subjected to miserable conditions. The blind lead the blind in the ditch. Translation of a series about going back to God, you must consider the mercy of the Supreme Personality of God as some woman achieving life. If he is a father instructing his sons, a spiritual master instructing his disciples, or a king instructing his citizens, he must instruct them as I have advised. Without being angry, he should continue giving instructions, even if the disciple or son is sometimes unable to follow his order. Ignorant people who engage in pious and impious activities should be engaged in devotional service by all means. They should always know the fruit of activity. If one puts into bondage of karmic activities, disciple, son, or citizen who is a transcendental vision, how will one profit? It's like leading a blind man to a dark well and causing him to fall in. Due to ignorance, the materialistic person does not know anything about his real self, interest, his precious path of life. He is simply bound to material enjoyment by lusty desires, and all his plans are made for this purpose. For temporary sense gratification, such a person creates a society of envy. Due to this mentality, he plunges into the ocean of suffering. Such a foolish person does not even know about this. So, now you see, in comparison to the previous verses, which were emphasizing renunciation and things like that, we see here that Rishabhadeva is pointing out the fact that fish actually worship the Supreme Lord. So, of course, he himself is the Supreme Lord, so that's what he says. Mad anugraha arta, forgetting my mercy, or matloka kama, desiring to go to my abode, my planet. So, in other words, one should actually not strive simply for liberation, but one should strive to go to the spiritual world and serve the Lord there. And one, of course, must get the mercy of the Lord in order to do that. Of course, it does not directly say bhakti in this verse at all. It simply says that one should give up anger, engage in activities which will not delude a person in the material world. But we also know that ultimately, simply to engage people so that they do not fall into the world of karma, they will have to partake of spiritual activities. Of course, they can do jnana or yoga or bhakti. However, jnana and yoga are not practical for most people in the material world. So here it talks about the king instructing people. So if the king is going to give instructions, he cannot tell them everyone to do jnana or yoga, because most of the population, at least 90% of the population, will be unable to do it. Of course, the same will go for instructing sons. So most of the population is non-Brahminical, so they cannot instruct their sons to do jnana or yoga also. Now the only possibility is someone who has a disciple, spiritual disciple, and he can give them instructions in jnana and yoga. However, at the same time here, he also points out that one must get the mercy of the Supreme Lord. So how do we get the mercy of the Supreme Lord? If we do karma yoga, jnana yoga, or astanga yoga, we can say yes, you get mercy of the Lord to some degree. But Krishna points out in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam that actually I'm not attracted to dharma, artha, kama, and moksha, and all these processes, yoga. I'm not attracted to these processes. So one cannot really get the mercy of the Lord by practicing these things. So the only way one can get mercy from the Lord is through bhakti. When he says here, mat anugraha arta, for the purpose of getting my mercy, one should do all these different activities. The only way we're going to get the mercy of the Lord is we have to recognize Him and worship Him properly. So this means the process of bhakti. And one should desire to become free from the bondage of the material world and serve the Lord eternally in the spiritual world. So these are the elements of bhakti. So even if one does other processes, ultimately one should come to the process finally of bhakti yoga. And even if he rejects jnana yoga and astanga yoga and he only does bhakti yoga, there's no loss on his part. So this is a practical process for all people. Karma yoga is a practice for people in general. And therefore in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, yes, Arjuna, you should do karma yoga. So for the people in general, do karma yoga. And you set an example for other people. Whatever a great man does, others follow. So you engage in activities in this material world. So that's a general instruction. So, and king to the citizens can say this. However, it is not an ultimate instruction. And later, Krishna rejects everything and says, you simply worship me. So though in some circumstances the Lord does recommend karma yoga, jnana yoga, astanga yoga, ultimately he recommends the process of bhakti. This is particularly apt for Kali Yuga. In other ages, yes, one can go through the gradual system. But in the first canto of Bhagavatam, you see that Narada Muni instructed Veda Vyas that this idea of catering to people's desires and encouraging to worship different devatas to get different material results, so that gradually they can give up those results and come to Sattva-guna and then begin jnana and yoga and bhakti. This is not practical for the people of Kali Yuga. So therefore he criticized Veda Vyas for writing all the other Puranas, the Tamagun Puranas, which glorify worship of Shiva, or the Rajagun Puranas that glorify worship of Brahma. So he criticized all of this. He said, this is not going to work in Kali Yuga. And so he said, you must point out to people only one thing. Don't confuse people by giving them different options. So you just tell them to worship one person, that is Krishna. So therefore, this becomes the Bhagavatam. So though we'll find here that also karma yoga and jnana yoga and astanga yoga are described, in perspective we should see that ultimately we must put the emphasis upon the bhakti, in spite of the fact that even Rishabhadev in his life, he gives an example of renunciation rather than bhakti. At the same time, he does not neglect bhakti, as we see in this verse and other verses, because one must worship the Supreme Lord. One must get the mercy of the Supreme Lord. So, these other processes are not practical in Kali Yuga. Rishabhadev carried out his activities within Swayambhuva Manvantara, the first part of the day of Brahma. So now it is the middle of the day of Brahma, seventh Manvantara reign. So it's a long, long time later. So not many people are qualified to follow this process of extreme renunciation carried out by Rishabhadev. But why did he do this? To show the futility of material activities. He talks a lot about the bondage of the material world, identification with the material body, the enjoying of the senses. All this must be given up. To set an example, therefore, he gave up everything and he walked out into the forest and lived a very, very simple life to show this complete renunciation of material things. Material things being unfavorable for spiritual advancement. So, since the people of Kali Yuga are unqualified for this, the process of bhakti is recommended. So this allows for developing complete detachment without having to renounce everything. So this is called the process of sahaja vairagya, or easy process, natural process of renunciation, rather than suddenly giving up everything and going to the forest as Rishabhadev did. One can live in the world and gradually become detached from everything in the material world by the process of bhakti. So we see examples of that in the form of different great devotees of the Lord. For instance, the Goswamis, and they went to Vrindavan, and they were completely detached from everything. Why? Not because they were interested in doing austerities, but because they were completely attached to the Supreme Lord, and therefore they had no material needs. So the more one becomes attached to the Lord, the more he becomes detached from everything in the material world. So that is the process of bhakti, simply become more attached to the Lord. Secondary result is one becomes detached from everything in the material world. Consequently, karma, suffering, etc. is all destroyed. And one attains liberation from the material world and a place in the spiritual world. He said here, matka, loka, kama. One should desire my place, my abode. So in that abode, of course, one doesn't simply sit there in the process of bhakti. One serves the Lord eternally in that place. So therefore, the instructions of Rishabhadeva are important to show us the danger of material attachment. At the same time, we also recognize that his type of renunciation, complete vairagya, is not practical for this age.
Thank you.